Today we bring you a story on Patiala Peg, which has taken on the meaning of an extra-large measure, the sobriquet here also adopted by some of the finest bars around the world. Those were the days of pageantry and grandeur. At a time when fineries of the royalty of Patiala state knew no boundaries, expenses no limitations. Maharaja Sir Bhupinder Singh Bahadur, who ascended the throne of Patiala in the late 19th century, gave this luxurious life yet newer dimensions of opulent splendor. It was in this world of wonder abound, held in the awe even by the mighty British, that symbols like the Patiala Peg came into being. There are numerous stories of the magnificence of Maharaja Bhupinder Singh's court, the hospitality to which he treated his courtiers and guests, his larger-than-life stature. Everything here came in an extra special measure of grandeur.
He was very tall, about 6.5 feet. He was very handsome, having very good features, and he used to take a very sumptuous breakfast, sumptuous lunch, various types of variety of meat were served, and also various types of drinks. And because of his habit of eating, his standard of living in the matter of eating, he became famous throughout the Punjab and even outside the Punjab. So much so that when people talk of drinking and other things, they often talk of cups of Patiala. It has almost become more or less proverbial.
The Patiala Royal Club still carries, in its ambience, flavors of the royalty of those glorious days. Most of all, its name of that extra-large measure, the Patiala Peg, the name given to it during Maharaja Bhupinder Singh's day, that lives bright even now. Whether it is at the Patiala Royal Club or any other bar in the country, an order for a Patiala Peg means a special helping. Though it originally meant whiskey, the Patiala Peg now covers just about every drink, vodka, rum, brandy or anything else. For the regular drinkers, the Patiala Peg is the only acceptable helping. It's all about going that extra stretch to please one's guests, winning them over.
Maharaj Bhupinder Singh was a busy man. He was ruling a lot of territory. So the visitors who used to come to meet him had to wait for a long time. So his instructions were that give them large drinks so that they remain happy and they are in a good mood to meet him. So in his waiting rooms, large drinks which were Patiala Pegs. Now I will not disclose exactly what a Patiala Peg is to you. But large drinks were served so that the visitors were in a good mood to meet the His Highness. Good enough mood to meet the His Highness.
Normally what happens is, normally what we consider a peg is, it's two fingers. This is considered one peg. While in the case of Patiala Peg, see, it goes like this. And then with every drink, the fingers keep on moving and then there's no end.
Present levels of consumption of liquor in India are, however, being felt as a disturbing social menace. And Punjab stands at second position in terms of per capita alcohol use. The legacy of the Patiala Peg comes from quite another level. What we see here, unless attended too soon, would lead to disastrous consequences. Poonam Dagar, ANI.